Thursday, 32nd week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the Book of Wisdom. For in her there is a spirit that is intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, mobile, clear, unpolluted, distinct, invulnerable, loving the good, keen, irresistible, beneficent, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, all-powerful, overseeing all, and penetrating to all spirits that are intelligent and pure and most subtle. For wisdom is more mobile than any motion because of her purity. She pervades and penetrates all things. For she is a breath of the power of God and a pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, nothing defiled gains and changes into her. For she is the reflection of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the working of God, and an image of His goodness. Though she is but one, she can do all things, and while remaining in herself, she renews all things. In every generation, she passes into holy souls and makes them fans of God and prophets. For God loves nothing so much as a man who labors with wisdom. For she is more beautiful than the sun, and excels every contemplation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior, for it is succeeded by the night. But again, wisdom, evil does not reveal. She reaches mightily from one end to the earth to the other, and she orders all things well. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 to 25. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Lo, here is it,' or 'There, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.'" And he said to the disciple, "The day are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Lo, there,' and 'Lo, here.' Do not go, do not follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the wisdom of God. In life, we can recognize two kinds of people. One kind of people lies outside activities, evaluate everything according to worldly standard, and love temporal resource. These people are easily deceived by devil and the world. Other kind of people live according to the depth of their mind, evaluate everything according to God's standard, and love lasting results. The white people are hardly misled by devil and the world. Today's reading emphasizes the necessity of acquiring God's wisdom. It helps people to rightly evaluate everything that happens in life. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Wisdom listed out 21 lovely qualities of the divine wisdom. If one possesses wisdom, he had everything. None can mislead him. In the Gospel, Jesus warned his disciples not to be misled by rumors about the kingdom of God and the second coming of the Messiah. The kingdom of God is not an outside sign that one can see, and as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. The disciples can deal with them to look deeply in their souls to know if the Messiah had completely come to them or not. Second analysis. First reading. For God loved nothing more than the man who lived with wisdom. First point. The quality of wisdom. The author gave us 21 lovely qualities of the wisdom. The number 21 is the effect of perfectly increasing of the number 7 and the number 3, representing the mystery of the Trinity. The qualities are intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, mobile, clear, unpolluted, distinct, invulnerable, loving the good, keen, irresistible, beneficent, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, all-powerful, overseeing all, and penetrating to all spirits that are intelligent and poor and most subtle. Many authors of Scripture personified and identified the wisdom of with Christ. He is the Word of God. The next three verses of today's passage confirmed this comparison. First, according to St. John, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. See John chapter 1, verse 3. The author of the Book of Wisdom described, for wisdom is more mobile than any motion. Because of her pureness, she pervades and penetrates all things. Second, the author of Ephesians called right God unlimited Lamb, and God chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that he should be holy and blameless before him. See Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. The author of Wisdom did pride, for she is a breath of the power of God and a pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, nothing defiled gains entrance into her. Third, the author of Colossians did pride right, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. See Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. The author of wisdom explained, for see a reflection of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the working of God, and an image of his goodness. In the Gospel of John, Jesus himself revealed to Philip, he who said, has seen me, has seen the Father. See John chapter 14, verse 9. Second point, the effects of wisdom. With all the 21 qualities of the wisdom, nothing is impossible for the divine wisdom. First, she can do all things. Though she but one, she can do all things. And while remaining in herself, she renews all things. In every generation, she passes into holy souls and makes them fans of God and prophets. Second, she can permeate and overcome all darkness of life. Not a single darkness can overcome her, for she is more beautiful than the sun and excels every contemplation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior, for it is succeeded by the night, but again wisdom, evil does not rebel. Third, she successfully governs everything. She reaches mightily from one end of the earth to the other, and she orders all things well. Second, the Gospel. Behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Third point, when does the kingdom of God come? All the main verbs in verses 20 and 21 were used in the present tense. This so that Luke wanted readers to differentiate between the kingdom of God coming into the world and the second coming of Christ in the next four verses. The kingdom of God has come in the world with Christ coming. To recognize the kingdom of God, one cannot rely on the outside sign. As Jesus declared, the kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, lo, here is it, or there. The kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Christ is God's Messiah. When one recognizes Christ and believes in him, the kingdom of God has come to that person. Second point. When will be Christ's second coming? The main verbs of the next three verses, 22 to 24, were used in the future tense. Verse 25 is the prediction. Jesus foretold what will be happening to him in the future. About the second coming of Christ, Jesus declared, no one knows the time when it will happen. The days are coming, they will say to you, lo there or lo here, do not go, do not follow them. No one knows the place where it will happen. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. The disciples knew what would happen to Jesus in the future, but first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. When the disciples witnessed these things happen to Jesus, they knew the kingdom of God had come to the world. After that, Jesus was taken away from them, and at that time, they desired to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and they would no longer see it. Application in life. Above all things, we should learn and pray to have the wisdom of God, which is Christ, to be in our mind. Once we possess Him, we can do all things and overcome all temptations of life. The kingdom of God does not come from outside, so we can recognize it as worldly kingdoms, but we can recognize the kingdom of God in us by the inside side search at repentant, believing in Christ, and living in charity with all people. Amen.